From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Joint Monitoring Commission on Iran's nuclear program met for the first time. The commission is tasked with monitoring how both sides of the recent nuclear accord with Iran implement their parts of the agreement. Iran's nuclear negotiator, Abbas Araghchi, said he hopes the next milestone, implementation of the pact, will take place by December 31st.
We expect a couple of weeks, perhaps, or a couple, or some weeks to take place, but hopefully before the end of this year, certainly we would have the implementation day.
Monday's session brought high-ranking officials from Iran and the group that includes the United States, Britain, China, France, Russia, Germany, and the European Union to Vienna for discussions. An Eritrean migrant has died after being shot by Israeli police, who mistook him for a suspect in a deadly bus station attack. Amateur video from the scene shows a mob beating the wounded man as he lay on the floor of the Beersheba bus terminal in southern Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned against vigilantism on Monday, saying no one must take the law into their own hands. Eritrea's Minister of Information condemned the shooting. Officials say at least 14 people were killed and 20 wounded Monday in central Somalia when rival clan militias battled in the streets of Beledweyne. Witnesses say the violence followed a dispute over tax collection. Most of the wounded are said to be civilians caught in crossfire. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he will meet later this week with the leaders from Russia, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Jordan to discuss options for restarting the process of bringing a political resolution to the Syrian crisis. This is VOA News.